of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, January the 7th, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm, of course, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, man, anybody ever tell you you had a voice for radio?
No. Well, maybe.
Well, I've told you several times that you have a face for radio, so you also have a
You are so flattering.
Yeah, I know, but also you've got a good voice. In fact, we've used you. You just refuse to do more commercials.
I don't.
Why
refuse.
Is that, Jared?
I don't refuse. He's fibbing.
Oh. What do you mean? Do you stand up and say, I'd like to do more commercials?
No, but I do them when I'm asked.
Okay.
Okay. It's 38 degrees in downtown, right?
I'm feeling peckish this morning.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Well, it's Thursday. I like being here on Thursday morning.
Our world's
morning.
Changed.
Yes,
yesterday.
It has. Yes,
the world
has.
Changed yesterday for a lot of people. But maybe the whole world changed yesterday.
I think it did. I think you've got some stuff that's going to be going on. But right now,
you're going to have to hop on that blue mic, or at least just spin it around.
Okay, that better?
Much better.
Okay. It's 38 degrees in downtown Redding. I've said that a couple of times. It's not raining yet, but we're looking for a high today of 56 and a low of 40. Showers likely this evening, showers likely, and then sunny on Friday, a high of 55. Friday night, a low of 35. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 59 and a low of 36. Mostly cloudy Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 60, low 37, and partly cloudy, partly sunny on Monday. Kind of weather pattern holding. It doesn't look like we'll get too much rain next week, but lots of cloudiness that could bring something. Sure could use some more snow up in the mountains and get that snowpack going, and we surely need some more water. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
To get you back over there.
Well, I get myself back on a microphone here. I like variety changing challenges. Okay. Certainly got a bunch of those coming, don't we?
Uh-huh. Checked your, how's your ears? Too
it's
loud?
It's okay. No, it's good.
Okay. I don't know why the gold mic.
Is it allergic to us or what?
What it needs is, we go back underneath it, is as soon as somebody gets in there and shakes it and gets shocked from static shock or something, it goes back to work again. I don't know. We got a new engineer in, and we're going to ask him to come in here and rewire this stuff, which is what we're planning on doing anyway. We have a bunch of new stuff we are going to do. We've cleaned up tons of wires from around here. But now it's time to consolidate some of the ones we have.
Mm-hmm.
Some new equipment takes the place of others and just get rid of all that.
And the old wires get left, and sometimes you hook up this. And
sometimes they do, we're cutting them all out. They're all marked, color-coded, and everything.
Perfect.
But it takes a little while to do that.
Yes, it does.
Board of Supervisors voted to open meetings.
Yes.
Again.
Do you know the interesting part of the new makeup of the board? I think it's going to be fascinating because I think that Patrick Jones is going to bring some life to that group. And interestingly enough, the kingmaker is going to end up to be Joe Cometti. Because
he's going to be
the kingmaker for sure. I wouldn't insult him by comparing him to Justice Roberts.
But you're right.
I think he's a more honorable person.
Much more.
But I would say he's going to be the kingmaker.
I think, you know, it's going to be 3-2 from now on.
I think
it's
it going is. To be, well, and Joe is inclined to sometimes side with the other side. And so, I mean, it's not going to be
Joe does
clear
what he
cut.
Thinks is right.
I think so.
Joe does what he thinks is right for the county and mm-hmm. the people here. It's, he doesn't get, I don't think he gets too bogged down in,
No, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting.
I've seen Mary Rickard vote for things before. Right now, this COVID has, you know, if you've got an underlying condition, and Mary Rickard does, she's got really bad asthma.
Okay.
So she's been staying away. I never did understand why they closed the board or the city council. I said, what's so hard about letting one person in at a time to speak to you? Or even, and now it looks like for the Board of Supervisors, they're going to have 24 people in there, spread out, masked, and then they can speak and leave.
Well, and in reality, if in fact the board is being responsive to the public, is doing their job, is checking the budget, is doing the things they were elected and paid over $50,000 a year to do, that boardroom is not full. 99% of the time, the boardroom has the staff needed to complete the day's business. It has someone involved directly in an issue on the board. But it isn't full of people. People just don't go to the board meeting unless they've got something to complain about.
Right.
So if you're doing your job and you're being responsive to the community and you're listening to the thing, you know, that the community wants, you're not going to have a problem with a full boardroom every time. They're only going to come when something's really impacting them. And this last year, they've continued to ignore everything the public has said. So the boardroom's full all the time. They're angry. So they show up.
At least they haven't pushed their way in.
Well,
stormed the offices.
But you know, the gates were opened by the police or the
totally handled. It was a total mess.
The way the
Capitol Police handled it. But here's the other my question on that as we segue into what happened yesterday in Washington D.C. is. You knew that there was going to be thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of mm-hmm. protesters there. And I'm mm-hmm. calling them protesters, mm-hmm. just like people that from BLM and all of these were protesters. And it was only, you know, then it was a percentage that went beyond that. So, but they knew they were going to have 100,000 people there, or thousands of people there protesting. Why they didn't strengthen the guard force at the Capitol, the library, and other places.
The mayor called out the National Guard.
Afterwards. No, you're right. She did beforehand call out the National Guard.
And this group has been, I'll use your word, protesting throughout the United States for the entire last year. There has been no issues.
That was the other part I wanted to say, too. They didn't expect there to be an issue.
Because they were not paying attention to the fact that Antifa and Black Lives was infiltrated the group. You can spot them. They had their insignias on. They had backpacks. The whole group had been advised not to have backpacks. You couldn't get into that structure area with any packs or anything. The Trump patriots did not have that stuff. The people that were causing the problems did. Once again, we're not going to get a straight picture from the news media.
Right.
Because nothing happened in Portland. Those were peaceful demonstrations.
This is the Second World War. But you can't say that it was just all Antifa and BLM that was in those offices.
No.
Once it opened up,
everybody went in.
And you know what? The part I saw was when they were staying. Okay, this is rioters. That if you're going to have rioters, it couldn't be like this. You know, quote rioters. They were. You know, they have these stanchions and cables, mm-hmm. or you know, like the velvet ropes that you stay in.
They were staying
inside that, taking pictures of the rotunda and all this as they headed for the chambers. So it wasn't like a mad dash where people were throwing rocks and everything inside it.
Sad change in our country, and I think we've only begun to see the changes that have gone on. I don't think that very many people in this United States are going to like – well, maybe they are. I would say that this country is divided like it's never been, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Well, now here's my thought on that, and this is, hang on. Hang on to your socks. President-elect Biden, as voted on yesterday in Congress, has now got the House, and he's got the Senate.
Yes, he does.
I expect him to pull the country together. I expect him to fix this COVID problem, to get all the vaccine out to everybody. I expect him to handle the immigration problem, the infrastructure problem, everything, because he's got the Democrats control everything now.
But that's not what they want to do.
But, Trish, this is what...
That's not their goal.
That's what they said they were going to do, draw the country together. Well, he now has a chance to do that.
Oh, Carl, you got to quit off with the bunny cigarettes. Are you serious? What he wants to do is legalize every immigrant in this United States and make them citizens.
I didn't mention that.
He wants to totally open the immigration border. He's not going to fix it.
I didn't mention that.
He's going to shut the country down is what he's going to do for COVID. How is that going
to
solve anything?
Listen to my words. This is what he said he was going to do.
Well, he's not.
This is what he said he was going to do. He's going to draw the country together.
Not happening.
He's going to fix the immigration problem. He's going to fix the getting the vaccine out. He's going to do all of these things. This is what he said he's going to do. So let's just see what happens.
Well,
how'd you sleep last night, though?
Oh, I slept great. I did have to adjust my sleep number bed a little. I was a little tense.
So what was your sleep number saying last night? It was two.
It was like 35.
35. I sunk in, and it hugged me. It hugged me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah. Well, Linda's sleep number setting last night was 40. My sleep number setting last night was, I'm punching it back
26.
Up again. Yeah. Mine was zero. I was just laying there, and the dog rolled in with me into the pit. Yeah. No. Mine was 50. My sleep number setting was 55. Last night. You know, with everything that's going on, some people are not going to sleep so well. You get up, but it's proven that if you get some quality sleep, you get enough sleep, you're going to stay well. You're going to be able to be sharper to defend yourself from your Democratic friends. You're going to be able to do all of that by getting a good night's sleep. And it's, like I said, you're going to be healthier because your body's rested and it's ready to fight. And right now, make quality sleep your New Year's resolution. And now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. You can go to sleepnumber.com, but it's much better to go to our Sleep Number store, lay on one of those beds, see how they make you feel better. That's Sleep Number. 7:18 in the morning, and we will be right back.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH, and if you already have Dish, call us, and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:22 in the morning here on the 7th of January. 39 degrees out there, and it looks like it says here it's going to be clear today. Tomorrow, some rain, and Sunday or Saturday, kind of clearing up a little bit, but cloudy. We'll see. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shaska Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking to the future, they've been doing this since 1967. Now, besides the fact they have Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters and monitor heaters for sale, they also have something called a CFM card, and it's the Cash Fuel Network. Which allows you to use their gas card in over 60,000 different places. One place is in the middle of the Nevada desert where there is nothing there. One pump, and it worked there. I tell you what, this is one of the things they offer, and it keeps a track for your company, or your, maybe it's just you, but it keeps track of your company or a family or for your gas. And you get a itemized report every month telling who's used what cards, all of that. This is just one of the things that SST Oil does for you. And SST Oil is an employee-owned company that has, president or the CEO and the two top people there have worked their way up through the ranks, Bill and Dana. They just do a great job there. And SST Oil does a lot for our community. Remembering our past and looking to our future. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next 4 years. Okay.
You just mentioned about gas in Nevada, and a memory just flashed into my mind. I remember one time I was steadily driving through Nevada, going home. I'd gotten off work in San Jose, and I was driving through Nevada. And I got out there in one of those stretches where there's just like nothing but the little side gas station. In the middle of the night, which was stupid, but I was, 21 years old and knew everything. And so here I was in the middle of the night traveling by myself in my Mustang.
That's changed how.
And anyway, no, so all the power went out.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing. So here I was almost out of gas. And there's no power. And before the night, I mean, I sat there for like 3 hours and the place was filling up because people were, you know, it was that gas station. You either filled up there or you didn't fill up.
Right.
And with the power off, it just popped into my mind. I remember thinking, my dad was so mad at me by the time I got home. He said, don't you ever do that again, driving in the middle of the night in Nevada by yourself.
Well, if that had not taken cards, but you know, one of those old things. But it did say open 24 hours a day, even though there was only like 10 buildings in this whole town. So, and of course, it took our card. But it was like about 10 o'clock at night, maybe 11, but everything was dead around there. I mean, you couldn't get in anywhere.
But, you know, the funny part of that, and of course I didn't have a concealed weapons permit at that point, but I did have a gun. So I was packing back then as well.
And like I say, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. I knew everything in the world, and I was packing. You know, it makes a difference sometimes if you do make a wrong decision. like I'll just get out and walk around. Well, we had a place in when we were training, you know, back in Quantico, mm-hmm. between Quantico and Fredericksburg. And Fredericksburg was Mary something college, where it was mainly females. It was females there. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That was in Fredericksburg. So between Quantico and Fredericksburg, it was a steady stream of young lieutenants running, you know, up and down the road. We tell them, do not stop at this one roadside stop. Drugs, all types of things happen. Well, one young man stopped in there back one night, got jumped by three guys, and made a good account of himself. They trashed him. So, they beat him up. And so we try to tell people things. But when you're 21, 22, and a young Marine second lieutenant, you know everything, and you're tough.
Yep.
You're not that tough. And he wasn't carrying it back then. Okay. For people who are missing my sarcasm here, and it all was, you know, I got Trish Ryle and Shaskovich. He's got, I'm going by what President-elect Biden said. He's going to draw the people together. He is taking over at a time when this country's been, even during Trump, but being more divided than it ever has. Now, I don't know what he's going to do. He's got to reach out to the Republican side and say, we've got to work together. I don't know.
Elections have consequences. We won this race. You'll do as you're told. And the sad part of that is the Republicans will do it.
We'll see.
Because they're the ones that always want to get along to go along.
Look
what they've done through this election. They all ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Let's see what happens.
We've got a list. They need to know. They're all going to be primaried big time.
Well, you know, the thing that is, you know, no matter what Biden says, his underlings and the press and, the, you know, and
Biden's
and,
not charged
and the
anything. Nor is Kamala.
Well, then was Trump in charge of anything?
Obviously not.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
Same people that were in charge through the Trump administration, behind the scenes, the deep state, are still in charge and we're in trouble. But that's just my opinion.
A little angry, are you?
I'm not angry. I'm fearful. I am frustrated that with all the corruption that we know exists in this country. And I wasn't naive to that. I spent 20 years as an elected official in this community, and I can tell you that there's corruption right here. And I was not naive to the fact that it existed at the state and federal level. Certainly, I don't think any of us, including President Trump, anticipated the depth of the deep state and the bureaucracy that's there. We know, if we are truthful with ourselves, the Russia nonsense, the impeachment, the
all
FBI,
that.
All yeah. of that.
Yes.
Is the terror. I mean, we are in deep trouble in this country. We are being run by a deep state that is in total control of our elected officials. A lot of them are a part of it. You start peeling the onion, you take back every administration back to Reagan. And they'd all be in jail and for espionage and for treason. If President Trump was not able to crack that with all of the power and money that he had at his disposal, we're in real trouble. People need to pay attention. They need to take out and look at that graph of how China took over the car industry, and they're doing the same thing in every other part of our world. And you better open your eyes and see, we're at a war. I don't know how it ends. But in 4 years, if we don't do something dramatic, we're going to be operating under the United Nations and the World Health Organization, and we're no longer going to be a free country. That's my prediction.
And this segment was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health, and a fully accredited chest pain center. Also received the highest rated hospitals. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. All of this is going on over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, where health starts there. We'll be right back after these messages with our friends from the Veterans Administration.
Perfect.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, it's crazy about Elvis.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into the chat room at on our website at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark here on my Thursday. Love having Trish here.
I love Thursday mornings. The only part of Thursday mornings I don't like is that early 5:30 alarm.
The 5:30.
Once I get up and going, I'm ready.
I have never seen you not totally just made up. I don't mean made up. You know what I mean.
Together.
I mean, your hair, together. That's the word I'm looking
Gotta
for.
Got to be together.
Your hair, you know, like I come in here sometimes with a baseball cap on because even, you know, even my hair short, it looks like I stuck my finger in a light socket because I got up, you know, and it's happened like in the last or the last part.
Yeah,
in December of last year.
Well,
no, it was just that in December of last year, it was like I'd wake up with a phone call from Jared going, "You okay?" And I go, and you know, just you know, jump in the jeans, the shoes, and all shirt.
I only did that one time. Remember, I
yeah, that one time, but that was one time in like what 8 years?
Yeah,
Something like that.
I don't know. I turned the alarm off or didn't have it set right. Woke up, it was like 7:10. I'm like, oh no.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. I want to make a comment to what Trish said, and then I've got news, breaking news for you.
Okay.
Trish, you said that it's still a free country. We haven't been a free country for a long, long time. The only thing free about our country right now is you can pick where you live. It used to be, well, actually, there's nothing the government doesn't have a hand in what we do. We used to be able to worship. They couldn't put their hands in on that, but with this COVID, they've shut down the churches, so that's changed. That's just a comment. Now, if you go to Citizens Free Press, there's a title up there that says, "Graphic Warning, Up Close Footage of Officer Shooting, Aim and Fire at Alicia Babbitt." That's the gal that got killed in the Capitol building yesterday.
The Air Force, this is an Air Force veteran who was unarmed, yes.
Okay, so they've got a video.
Say the page again. Nick, say the page again. Citizen, say the page again. Citizens what?
Citizensfreepress.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if you stop that video at 9 seconds, it shows a congressman. The speculation is it's Sanford Bishop. He's the 2nd District from Georgia. It obviously shows a congressman. They've got a white cuff on and a suit, and it's a black man with a pistol that shot her. It wasn't a police officer that shot her.
Wow.
Well, you know what? We'll see.
Look at that.
Yep. Well, I'm going to forward that to you right now, Carl. You got your little computer out in front of you, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I have these things so I can delete things.
Okay, I'm going to forward it to you right now. But that's a congressman. And did they say that that one gal that wanted to take her pistol to the house that she could? I understood.
Last time I heard is that that she can. They do not. Nancy Pelosi did not make it a point of record to keep people from arming themselves. I imagine there's several. I imagine there's several congressmen and senators that are armed. And
okay. As they should be.
As they should be. They have the right.
I'd like to see what his stance has been on. Citizens being armed, the Sanford Bishop.
That interesting, won't it?
We'll see. It was not the police. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that
investigation. Investigation's not over yet. Let's see what happens with it.
Well,
okay,
Nick. So with him, we'll probably never know that.
Anyway, thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, changing subjects totally to homeless veterans. We have with us George Scripture, who heads up HUD Bash. And also Rebecca Derrick, who heads up Nation's Finest. That used to be, what was it? It was
the Veterans Resource Center.
Right. And that was what I was familiar with. But then somebody came and said we're changing it. So, George, tell us what's going on. We're talking homeless veterans now. not the regular homeless, but homeless veterans.
Homeless veterans or eminently homeless veterans.
Eminently. And that's a good one, too. People have lost their jobs or...
They haven't paid rent for a few months and are getting ready to be evicted or have been evicted for other reasons or are staying with family
couch
and wearing out their
on
welcome.
On a couch someplace, yeah.
Couch surfing and all that,
And what the VA does is we get them basically jump the line for a HUD voucher and get them... they come and bring all their documentation.
They get to jump the line?
They get to jump the line. It takes the average Joe a couple years.
Veterans preference.
Right. It takes the average, low-income person a couple years to get a HUD voucher, where it takes a veteran with us pushing the paperwork. If they get all their documentation together, it can take a couple weeks.
Oh, nice.
And then the hard part in our community, which is kind of why I'm here, is finding a place.
Right.
We have, the average... rent that the HUD voucher will cover is $800 or less. Sometimes we get a really high voucher in the $950 range, but sometimes we're looking for apartments that are $600 a month and have a landlord willing to take HUD. And if you get on the property manager websites in town, you might see three or four.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere in the area.
Now, is this throughout Shasta County?
Throughout Shasta County.
Well, and that's, of course, because of what's happened with the explosion in real estate values and the fact that people are moving up here. Part of it's Bethel because, they have, I think, like 1,000 or 2,000 students come in. They have to find places to live.
Well, and you have the still repercussions of the three fires.
Yeah.
In the area that made so many people homeless.
And you've got that, and they haven't rebuilt. And it was difficult. I think it's easier now to build multifamily housing.
Both jurisdictions have reduced requirements for smaller homes, housing built on other properties.
Right. You can bring a granny flat in.
Granny flats, those things. They've all the jurisdictions have reduced the restrictions on that, which is good.
Well, we're hoping with the completion of your neighbor here, the Market Center Apartments, when they open up and start putting people in.
I think there's supposed to be like 17.
There's 80.
I know there's 80.
And they are opening some of those up.
But there's only a percentage there that go into like
low income or HUD,
right?
And then there's another building on Lake Boulevard that's got 40 some units, and they're building four more buildings.
Okay.
So when these projects are complete, I think that'll open up a lot of apartments around town.
Have you checked the ones downtown here? The K2 guys put in.
From what I understand, they're fully rented.
They probably are because. And the people that live there in the lower income have to have a job, I think.
They were being pretty picky about the people that they rent to. They had to have good rental history. They had to have good credit score. And they had to have proved their income level. I think all of the apartments were based on income.
Yeah, and I think...
Because they have some of their market value.
It's important, if that's going to be successful, that they do that.
Right.
Because that could turn into a mess if you're not... cautious about the people you put in there.
Oh, very true. But what our hopes are is, though, that with these so many more units available in town, that it will be less of a landlord's market and more of a tenant's market, because the landlords can really pick and choose their people. And our veterans don't typically have great credit scores or a great rental history. They've been homeless, some of them, for years and years.
Well, having the new place being built, Rebecca, down there, that Nation's Finest is building. How many spots is that?
I believe it's going to be 30.
30 spots.
Yeah, and okay. I may be wrong on that.
Okay, but let's just say over 20. Over 20 apartments there that it is strictly for homeless veterans or imminently homeless veterans.
It's for homeless veterans.
Or homeless veterans, yes. Okay. The HUD bash is looking at if you're getting ready to be homeless or you're couch surfing still, all that kind of stuff. But so how long will it be before you get that built?
Oh, it's going to be – we haven't even broken ground yet. So
okay.
It's going to be
years?
A while. Yeah.
2 years. But do you have the funding?
Yes, we have the funding.
And the city of Shasta Lake is helping?
Yes.
Great. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice bright morning out there in Redding, California.
I stayed up till 2 p.m., like a lot of people did, watching the results of the voting last night in Washington, D.C., and I hope I didn't see any Shasta County citizens mobbing the Capitol.
You didn't see me sitting in the in Pelosi's chair?
And if I did, I would hope that they would put an ad in their local newspaper apologizing for destroying our Capitol.
No, I didn't. I don't think they destroyed the Capitol.
I'm close to burning it.
I didn't see that either.
Capitol Police hadn't done their job, they would have.
Well, and you don't know that because nothing happened.
It's a total disgrace what they did, and I hope the local Republican Party puts out an apology in the media.
Absolutely not.
They did for what they did. And that is sedition, that's tyranny, that's absolutely uncalled for. There was no reason to do that. And that person that's in the White House now should walk away and let...
he is in 2 weeks.
and leave before his time.
No.
He's a disgrace, an absolute
in your
disgrace.
Opinion.
We all have our own opinion, sir.
To Shasta County, to you, to me, and all the people who have lived here all our lives. I'm as you can tell, my voice is shaking because I've never been so upset about something. And if you support him, then you're part of his tyranny and his sedition act. That's what's happened in the White House.
Really? You mean
you
so every
Republican,
everybody that voted for him is a treasonist?
You bet.
So if they voted for Trump...
Okay, hey, don't ask that kind of question. That is an improper question. Not everybody. There are wonderful Republicans which I have right here in Redding, Shasta County.
That's right.
And that's the truth.
Because I thought you loved me.
The truth is that there's a group of people that stain all of you that are good Republicans, and you should ask them to apologize for what craziness they did in the Capitol. There's no reason for that. No reason whatsoever. We live in a democracy with a capital D.
No, we live in a republic, actually.
We live
in a republic.
Yeah, stop that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do. We live in a republic. It is not
a democracy.
No, sir. It's
a
republic.
You just want to use the republic because it sounds like Republican.
No, we are a republic. Look at your Constitution.
And don't even tell me about the Constitution. It was shattered by these people in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Shattered. And I don't know if we're ever going to get it back.
Well, we have that.
You know it.
There's a lot of questions about that, Don. Well, thanks for calling. We are over our limit now.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, he's upset.
Two sides to every issue. That's part of the problem. They're so separate that's the problem.
And you know what? I know Don. And I think Don is a fine person. But he's, from I know him. I know what he is. I know he's a kind, caring person. But I also know that he is a hardcore Democrat. And I hope that he doesn't, and he did. He said, it's not every Republican.
Well, but the problem is he can have his own opinion, but he can't have his own facts. We do not live in a democracy.
No, we
live in a
republic. Yes.
And so you can have your own opinion.
That's right.
But you can't have your own facts.
And we're going to take a break. And we're going to go back to what we're talking about, everybody. And you know what? Tomorrow, if you want to call in tomorrow. Because you won't have Trish here to take the other side. Well,
maybe I'll have to come in tomorrow.
Maybe you'll have to come in tomorrow, too. Maybe I'll just let you and Linda take the show tomorrow. I'll tell you what. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to be on tomorrow. I cannot wait to talk to the congressman.
That's going to be incredible.
I mean, he was at ground zero when this was going on.
He was, and I'm going to just say for the record that I was very proud of our congressman. He stepped forward. He was among the people that were counted, and he took a good stand. He represented the people who elected him, and I was very, very proud of him.
Okay, now we got to take a break. We're way over. We'll be right back.
Okay. Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvarez from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to KFI Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, or as we like to call it here, the bunker. hey, look, I'm sorry for people who are calling, but we are, our guests today have come in from a distance, and we're trying to get this information out.
About veterans housing.
About veterans housing and this, which I would love to open up the conversation again, and I'm thinking that tomorrow might be a good time to do that. By the way, tomorrow on our show at 8 o'clock will be Congressman Doug LaMalfa. You might want to share this with your friends, and we're going to ask him what his take was on what was happening yesterday in the Capitol. Okay, we're here with, of course, Trish Clark and I are here with George Scripture and Rebecca Derrick. George works with HUDBASH, which gets veterans, that streamlines the process to get homeless veterans into housing, literally jumps them in front of the line, and then streamlines the whole process. And Rebecca is Nation's Finest, which right now is in the process of building a 20 to 30 room or apartment complex down in or up in the city of Shasta Lake for homeless veterans. So. When do you think it'll be online in a couple of years?
I'm not real sure on that, but we're still out there helping veterans with
right.
security deposits and rent and.
So if a veteran comes in and you know he's got a job but he doesn't have that first and last month in a security deposit, you help people.
Yes, if they qualify for our program, we'll definitely get them right. into a place.
You have a place right here in town that houses how many veterans off of Park Marina? What's the name of the park?
Oh, our that's our sober living home. Yeah,
right.
And we house up to 12.
12. Yes. I've been out there, and I mean the place is immaculate. You know, the veterans taking care of it. You know, they kind of like revert back into a hospital corner. You know, sheets and beds on their blankies, and it's a great place for them to get sober and then move on and transition.
Yes.
So you have a constant movement there.
We do.
Okay. George, tell us a little bit more. How do people apply? How do they get a hold of you? If you're a veteran that is homeless or imminently homeless.
Well, we work real close with Nation's Finest, and their office is currently closed because of the pandemic. But when they're open, we're over on off Hartnell next to Roundtable. What's the address? 153 Hartnell.
Suite
100. And on Tuesdays we do open screening, and we're still trying to figure out how we can continue to do that. You know, guys waiting outside and come in one at a time. You know, we got a mask up and all that stuff. But we do screenings. We interview them, basically get what their income is. And, you know, what their situation is, why are they homeless? You know, there's one disqualifying question. We can't house registered sex offenders, but that's the only thing that disqualifies you. If you got substance abuse problems or anything like that, that will not keep you from getting housed.
Felonies?
I don't think not for the veterans.
Okay.
So if they want to set up, what do they set up an appointment for Tuesdays? Do they have a phone number they can call?
It's just a walk-in.
Or just first come, first serve.
First come, first serve walk-in. We're there usually from 9 till about noon, and I can give you my work cell phone number, and that gets us. I thought of that. I don't have just a open HUDVASH phone number. Walking into Nation's Finest is a good place to start. Nation's Finest number 530-223-3211 is Nation's Finest number, and they're a great partner because the Department of Veterans Affairs, we don't fund anything.
Right.
You know, the rent subsidy is HUD, you know, the Department of Housing right. and Urban Development. But
and you're with the Veterans Affairs.
Yes.
Okay.
What we do is, we are supportive housing. We provide case management. So for the benefit for the landlords is we get the guys in there and we work with them. We help them keep their place, or we don't help them keep their place clean, but we help motivate them
you
to keep their place picked
them.
Up. No, yeah, we check in on them, and like, you know, hey, the place is looking a little rough. You know, I might want to get out the broom, things like that. And we help them make sure they're paying their rent and paying their utilities on time. We check in with control, mm-hmm. you know, front loaded at the beginning.
Now,
when they first
are there other programs then you try to get them in during this time frame? And we're running out of time here.
Oh, well, we connect them with the clinic.
Right.
They have medical issues, and there's mental health services at the clinic.
Sober issues, all those. Okay. This sounds like, you know, when I saw this in an email, and when I called you on this, I think it's a great way to help our veterans who have run into tough times. You know, some of them are, some probably are beyond redemption. I don't know. But the fact is they served our country, and we as a nation need to help them and support them and at least try to give them that opportunity.
And well, and I applaud HUD for giving a preference for veterans. I think it's important. They served us, as Carl says, and it's time we pay that back. So a veteran's preference is most.
I have no problem with veterans' yeah. preference. There are, you know, for something like this. And last thoughts from you, Rebecca. We got like a minute left. You know, the fact is that you find housing for homeless veterans, and you help them with that, and you help them with.
We help them with utilities as well. Now, if they're coming in and they are housed and they need help with rent, mm-hmm. we will also help with their utilities.
Okay.
They just got to come on in. Let us interview them.
Okay,
get them
and
enrolled.
Again, where's that at?
153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 100.
There you go.
Is when you're
and you know what? If you if you know veterans that are in, you know, they're having some problems, get this information to them. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being here on such a cataclysmic day. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back with Glenn Hayward from Redding Rancheria talking about where they're looking to heads in the medical side at Redding Rancheria.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Acknowledging his election defeat, President Trump pledging an orderly transition to the new Biden administration on the 20th of the month.
9 weeks after Election Day and one day after his supporters rampaged the U.S. Capitol building, the president acknowledged that Joe Biden will succeed him. In a written statement that was released after Congress certified Biden's victory, he said there will be an orderly transition later this month, even though he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election. Mr. Trump said, "While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional certification of the Biden win came around 3:45 this morning.
Votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
Vice President Pence presiding over the joint session of Congress. The violence that gripped the Capitol yesterday left one woman dead. She was shot by U.S. Capitol Police during the melee. Three other people died as well, suffering what are described as medical emergencies. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says his officers were called in to help to quell the unrest.
Today's events were not representation of peaceful protests. Today, what we witnessed was unlawful, riotous behavior. And people that come to our city engaged in unlawful behavior will be held accountable.
And the FBI, among agencies working to track down those who led the unrest. Democrats will be controlling not only the House and the White House, but the Senate as well. Democrats winning the two Senate runoff elections in Georgia this week. Wall Street, the Dow up 325 points, blue chip index above 31,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with the cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A coronavirus surge prompting the Japanese prime minister to place Tokyo and three nearby areas under a state of emergency.
For the next month, residents of the greater Tokyo area, the world's largest metropolis, will be urged to stay home after 8 p.m. Bars and restaurants will be asked to close early and homeworking will be encouraged. But as under the first nationwide emergency declaration last April, the measures won't be legally enforced. Instead, subsidies will likely be offered to businesses that comply, and officials may name and shame those who don't. Japan, with the lowest COVID death rate among G7 countries, has managed to avoid the strict lockdowns of Europe in America. But Tokyo's leaders have been calling for a reluctant national government to take more action as cases surge.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. Attacks in Afghanistan have left at least 23 civilians and members of security forces dead, even as Afghan negotiators are resuming talks with the Taliban aimed at ending decades of conflict. Townhall.com. Mississippi rewriting its laws to include a new state flag that does not include any Confederate symbols.
The flag with a magnolia and the phrase "In God We Trust." It's happening 6 months after legislators retired the last state flag in the U.S. with the Confederate battle emblem. Voters approved the new magnolia flag in November after a commission recommended the design. Legislators must put a description of the new flag into state law. Senators have voted 38-7 to pass such a bill following House approval on Tuesday. Republican Governor Tate Reeves is expected to sign the bill into law in the next few days. John Scott reporting.
South Africa planning to import 1.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to inoculate the country's healthcare workers against COVID-19. It comes as record high of almost 22,000 new confirmed cases recorded yesterday. And on Wall Street, stocks sharply higher this hour. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 7th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Jared is our producer today. And, Jared, let the one gold microphone go to pieces here during the weather in the last hour. No, I know it's not your fault, Jared. And we'll, you know what? We'll have Ashley crawl underneath the table again and fix it, put her finger on the right wire, and it shocks her, and then the microphone works again. I think there's a better way of doing this, which is why we have a real engineer that's joined us to take care of those little things. But Trish Clark is here.
And it's 40 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 56. Showers likely this evening and a low of 40. And on Friday, showers likely and then mostly sunny, a high of 55 and a low of 35. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 59 and a low of 36, cloudy in the evening. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 60, partly cloudy Sunday night, high or a low of 37. Monday, 62 and a low of 37. Kind of holding that weather pattern with very little rain in the upcoming week. We could sure use some more moisture, though. We need some snow. That snowpack is so low. We need lots of rain.
Do you remember this? A couple years ago, we had a snowpack that was just outstanding. And then one year, they couldn't even measure the snowpack. You know, they were out there with their, you know, the stick. And they were getting like 6 inches, 12 inches over here. You know, it was just nothing out there.
Yeah, there's not much out there now either. So we're needing some really good
rain.
Weather. We need some storms to move through. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and that's Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, Propo. Hey,
tongue twister, easy for you to say.
Hey, we're here with Glenn Hayward, who is heads up. You know, I constantly fumble with your title, but you head up all the medical, the clinics, everything, the upcoming new medical village for Reading Rancheria.
Yes.
And so good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy coming in and visiting with you.
You know, people ask me what Free Fire Radio means. You know, Free Fire, what's that mean? You know, it sounds violent. Well, no, it's just if you're in the military, you understand what Free Fire Zone is. Free Fire Zone means you can shoot into it without making any type of coordination. But on the other hand, fire comes back out, you know, from that. So when I say Free Fire Radio, it's an open place. It's an open place for discussion for everybody.
All kinds of discussion about all kinds of issues, and that's the beauty of the station, is we can go from political to medical to whatever the conversation that is in the community that people are interested in, and all sides of that conversation.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, well, why don't you just pin down this person and beat him to death on the show? I mean, and frankly, it's easy to do that if you've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, it just is. You can throw a question out just out of left field, and while they're trying to get their thoughts together about where did that come from, or, you know, they're, you know, so there's like
you try to do that to me from time to time, but it doesn't work very well.
I stopped that 8 years ago.
Trish is tough.
Not only that, she comes back with worse questions. Okay. So welcome aboard here.
Thank you.
The last year was a great success.
Yes.
I believe so. Tell us a little bit what happened last year. What was achieved last year?
Well, yes, last year we finalized the schematic design of our new health village that the tribe has really been working on for about 25 years, maybe a little longer, as part of our strategic plan. And this is really to build a all-encompassing health campus that really incorporates Western medicine with holistic medicine, with rejuvenated medicine, with wellness, physical fitness, all kind of a one-stop shop.
Okay. Now, is this going to be for the Rancheria only?
So right now we have about 20,000 patients in our health system alone.
Oh, okay, so it's for the health patients.
It's for our health patients at our Liberty campus right now. We are working, our tribal council and general membership are looking at our business plans as to see how many patients more we can bring in, obviously.
Wow.
So for your 20,000 patients, those are not all tribal members.
No, they're not. We actually have four campuses here, three in Redding or in Shasta County and one in Trinity County, and three of our four campuses are open to the general public.
And I don't think people are generally aware of that, Gary, because I talked to people about that, and I've said that.
Gary?
No, you said Gary. It's great.
You know. Greg. Did I say Gary?
You did.
I'm sorry.
Gary is my much older, shorter cousin.
Exactly. Okay, Ray. I knew that. No, I knew that, and I did. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it.
But I know that when I speak.
Built like a tank.
When I speak to people, Gary was the wrestler.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, okay. People aren't aware that, yes, that just the average person, because I think that was one of the big things that happened over the last couple of years when your cooperation with the other medical centers around it opened up so much medical services to the community that were not there before.
It really did. Our tribal council has always been passionate about taking care of the underserved population, and typically the underserved population is your Medi-Cal and even your Medicare population.
Mm-hmm.
So the expansion of our other facilities has really opened up access to that population to get good quality health care.
And what that does is takes pressure off the emergency rooms.
It does. It decreases emergency room visits that are, you know, typically unnecessary, but they have no other place to go. What are you going to do when you're not
That's
feeling
right.
good or your child has an earache at 5:30 at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
The whole concept of this when you all started was, I thought, my gosh, you know, they're opening it up to Medicare and Medicaid, which in some cases doctors will not take that.
True.
And so because of the problems with the funding and the amounts and all this. So you all
the reimbursement.
The reimbursement.
The whole thing,
yeah, the whole
difficult.
Thing takes months in some cases.
Absolutely.
So when you did this, was the what is the plan? I mean, you've got four campuses right now, one for the Rancheria and all the employees there,
yes,
and then three others, including the newest one, I think, up in Trinity County.
Yes, we've been leasing a building in Trinity County for almost 3 years now, but we will be opening up a new facility there in Weaverville probably around October of this year, and it's an 18,000 square foot campus. So it's actually a very large campus that has indoor pool, physical therapy, pretty much a scaled down version of our wellness campus that we're working on building here. It's an all encompassing facility that allows patients to do yoga and Pilates, go into the gym, all of this to help improve their overall health. So,
okay,
we're expanding.
Well, and are there plans for more?
The Health Village, we just recently opened
not the Health Village,
okay,
but other clinics.
Well, we just recently opened up another one in Shasta Lake City. So we did that one about maybe, let's see, October. We
okay.
opened up one in Shasta Lake City. That one is doing well now. And then we are in the process of this year expanding our Trent Creek campus. We bought three more buildings next to it that shares a parking lot, and we're going to expand that facility. Open up to dental, to the Medicaid population, because that's a hard service for them to be able to get dental care.
Dental is a difficult.
It is.
Even for insured patients.
It is.
Dental is a difficult.
When you retire from the military, you know, you get your, you know, you've got the VA there for medical, but dental is not part of it.
Yeah.
Which is, that would be billions
and
billions.
Well, that's your federal retirement. Any
yeah.
of you, dental right. is just not a covered.
It is not, especially Medicare. Medicare
yeah.
does not provide any dental
yeah,
care.
Well,
no.
Either, so. Same thing. Well, and like I just said, same thing for the VA, mm-hmm. for retired military. Medical, unless you're 100% disabled, is not covered either. So you're out there, you know, you have your own insurance and then you pay for that. We're here with Glenn Hayward, who is heads up all of
Glenn.
The, I just said that. Greg.
No, it's Glenn.
Glenn.
Too many G's in my family.
And a minute ago you said Ray.
No, I didn't say Ray. I wouldn't say Ray. You know what? This has been...
Mr. Hayward is with us today.
Mr. Hayward's with us today. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I am so...
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is the 7th of January, 8:18 in the morning, and River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment. You know, a lot of people, when you reach a certain age, say, you know, I've just had enough of the plumbing, the grass, the disposal that just broke, like in our house, and taking care of all that. I want to live where it's a lot more carefree. I want to live someplace where I don't have to worry about toilet paper being shortages, and I can have my pets with me, and I can use it as a place I can spike out and travel, a gourmet chef to cook the meals, all of these things. And that's River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living community. It's for active seniors right here in the center of Reading. And in fact, next to the VA clinic for our veterans out there. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for more information and find out why it's worry less, smile more at Reading or at River Commons Senior Living. Trish and I are here with Glenn Hayward, who is I'll eventually get it right. You know, it's Joe Comente. I just totally for like three times was butchering his name. And his wife calls me. She says, Carl, think of it as Clemente without the L. And as soon as she said that, click, went right in there. So, and Glenn heads up all the medical, all the medical facilities, the plans for the new health village. And there's a couple questions came in off of, in the chat room. And one was, does the tribe have to follow state health facility licensing rules?
Sure, because the tribe gets funding, or we get payment from Medicaid, Medicare. So as just every other facility, we follow all the rules that are required for billing and providing care for patients of that population. So we absolutely do follow all the same rules as everybody else.
And where, you know, because the and where does the money that you get that comes into the medical facilities?
So the medical facility is run just like, as far as billing, any other medical facility. We bill all insurances, and we try to recoup as much as we can. One of the big differences in our facilities versus others is we never charge our patients copays. We don't charge them deductibles. We don't charge them share costs. We only charge them $5 for a prescription, no matter what the cost is. So that's all in an effort to increase compliance, which makes our patients healthier.
Okay, and then so the money that comes into the clinics goes right back into?
Every penny that comes into our healthcare operations is reinvested back into the healthcare of our patients. Nothing goes anywhere else. It's reinvested, and that's how we can continue to do these expansions and build bigger facilities and provide better care and different types of services that are typically not normal or in this community at the present time.
Prescriptions for meds for people. How's that handled?
So we have a pharmacy in-house. Our patients can use our pharmacy whenever the doctor writes a prescription. You know, with anything in the general population, when you go to any other pharmacy, it almost seems anymore that your insurance dictates what kind of prescription you can have.
Absolutely.
So
that's
a
very
formulary.
Frustrating.
It is.
When you and your doctor agree on what it is your course of treatment is, and then the insurance company, some nitwit sitting someplace at a desk, comes back and says, no, we don't want you to take that drug. We want you to take XYZ.
Exactly. And that we've eliminated that process. You know, most pharmacies have formularies, so that there are only a certain amount of medications you can get. We have an open formulary. So if our doctor says, listen, you have diabetes, it's not well controlled, we want you to have Bydureon, and it's $2,500 a month, we charge the patient $5 and they get the prescription. Because our only goal is to keep our patients out of the hospital, keep them healthy. It's much cheaper to keep them healthier than it is to treat them after
that's
the fact.
That's exactly right.
Are you having any problem? You know, one of the problems that we're facing up here that you hear on a pretty regular basis is getting medical professionals up here.
We're very fortunate in that fact that we haven't. Last October, we hired a triple board-certified physician, Dr. Aziz. She is a board-certified pediatrician, a board-certified pediatric psychiatrist, and a board-certified pediatric adult psychiatrist.
We need to have her on.
She is wonderful.
The pediatric part, you know,
yes,
and the adult. I can just – that must be
– it's a huge needed service in this community to have a pediatric psychiatrist.
Yeah. I mean, at what age does that start, Glenn?
You know, she will start seeing patients. Well, she's a pediatrician as well, so she'll see them from birth on. But, you know, around age five, we have cases and patients that are starting to need a psychiatrist for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
So it's nice having a great psychiatrist that can handle that special
needs
population.
And spot that coming up if she's had the child a long time.
It helps.
Then they can start to see those changes in personality that are early indicators.
It works well because not only is she handling that side, but she's also their pediatrician.
Yeah.
So it really encompasses more of a holistic approach. Yesterday we hired another provider for our facility, and today we're interviewing another one. So we're fortunate. We don't have any problems reporting.
What are you doing?
Are there people moving in here from other areas?
We are moving. Yes, Dr. Z's moved in here, and the one we hired yesterday moved in here. The one today we are interviewing is already local.
The ones that moved in here, did you actively recruit them? Did they approach you because you've been advertised? I don't know. Do you advertise or what?
We have a listing out on the government website that people can do. It's under HRSA, and they can look and see where places are offering positions, and then they reach out to us, and then we selectively go through them. You know, what we look at the approach is if we're hiring a medical professional, if they're already a medical doctor and they're out of school or they've been practicing, they've been background checked. They have a license. We know that. What is their personality? How are they going to take care of our patients? That's how we start looking at when we're hiring providers. Just because you are a doctor doesn't mean you're going to get a job with us. We want to make sure you're a fit with us.
Bedside manner is so important to the future. Yeah.
You have to have a provider that cares about the patient, that wants to take care of the patient.
Linda changed doctors once. Well, she's changed it a couple of times. So you have to find somebody that's simpatico with you. I mean, because some bedside manners are just very abrupt. I mean, they're telling you the right things, but it's in the way they're saying it. You know, when you're trying to get some more information, and today, the way that it's limited on how much time you could even spend with a doctor, because we don't have enough doctors. So you kind of offer an you said offline here that you offer an entire package when somebody comes in here.
We do.
And it's not just the pay.
It is not. You know, a lot of organizations will tell you, hey, listen, we believe in balancing life. We believe in improving your quality of life. And they just don't deliver. And the Ready Rancheria, our CEO and our COO absolutely deliver on that. And we offer a balance of life, and we encourage our employees to take time to spend with their family. We work around people's schedules so they can attend the kids' ball games or plays or whatever it is. And, as an example, when COVID hit, the Ready Rancheria, our CEO and COO said, listen, let's have half the staff work, half the staff not off for a week. And we rotated that for almost 3 months. The staff that was off, when you're off, you got paid your full pay. They didn't, it doesn't cost your sick time, your vacation. They wanted you to spend time with your family, decompress, and deal with this. And that was great. And at Christmas time, they said, let's rotate canceling or closing our facilities for 1 week. Give all our employees time off with pay. They didn't have to use their vacation or sick time. Spend time with your family. So it's little things like that, and that's just one-tenth of what the Ready Rancheria does for all of our employees. Even at the casino, across the board, every entity we have, their vision and our tribal council's vision and all the way down to our general membership is take care of your employees.
How has the COVID impacted your facilities as a general rule?
You know, when it first hit, it slowed all of it down because the push was keep everybody out of your facility, keep them at home, switch to virtual appointments. Patients don't really like virtual appointments.
Telemedicine.
It's very. I've only had one time. I have a doctor in Davis that the last time I had a very satisfactory teleconference.
Right.
Other than that, you just get off of there and go, whoa, what a waste of time and frustration and. Yeah, but
it's definitely a needed place for it. We have a population, a millennial population, that still likes that type of appointment because they want it here, they want it now, and they want it when they need it. So that's fine. But we also have a traditional population that likes to sit down with their doctor or nurse practitioner and visit with them and take care of them. So it did slow us down at first. Then we're bringing them all back. We've been inundated with testing all of our patients. This week we started out doing COVID vaccines. We're vaccinating all of our patients. We're moving fast. We've sent out 600 patients. We're trying to get them vaccinated now. So we've been.
And what is your criteria for this?
Our criteria, our tribe sets an elder in our tribe at 50.
Okay.
So right now we're doing all of our Native American population that is a Native American. That's just one comorbidity right there, just being a Native American. So we sent out a list of 600 patients, and we are scheduling them right now and getting them all vaccinated.
Comorbidity because they're a Native American?
Native American is a comorbidity for COVID, just inherently being a Native American.
Well, I can tell you that my daughter, who's worked on the Navajo Reservation, when this thing first started last March, she called me. She says, Dad, I just fear for what's going to happen up on the res because they are ripe.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you don't even have running water in places, and people are living together, and it ravaged the Navajo community up there. It
spreads very quickly.
Yeah. Yes, it did. And, in fact, they were, life flights, just continually life flights coming from Gallup down to Albuquerque, Gallup and Grants down to Albuquerque like this. So, and she was right. I mean, even before, when doctors were still saying, we're not sure, we'll probably be able to handle this, she knew it. She said it was going to happen. We're here with Glenn Hayward, who heads up all the medical operations over there at Ready Rancheria, and we're just hearing things for the first time, even though you've been our guest several times talking about this. But the idea of the prescriptions,
that's
a big thing where you handle prescriptions. You never pay more than $5 for a copay. But if it's that type of medicine that is prescribed by the doctor, that's what you're going to get. It's not going to be an insurance company.
We've taken that process and built a culture around for our doctors to practice medicine the way they were trained, to use their instincts. Don't practice lawsuit medicine. Every 32-year-old that comes in with chest pain doesn't need an EKG. Doesn't need a cardiology consult. You are the doctor. You are smart. You are trained in this. Use your instincts.
And you're protected by the umbrella.
Well, you're protected by the umbrella, but that's just good medicine.
It is.
I mean, it's a good use of resources. So when doctors can practice like they're trained and use their instincts and prescribe the medications that they want, that they think is best for the patient, your patients do better.
They sure do.
Okay.
We're gonna the whole picture.
Yes.
The whole enchilada.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, PPP is starting up again. Even though that the rules under the PPP I find heinous, but if you if you're going to qualify for this, take your time and go down to Cornerstone Community Bank. The last time the PPP Paycheck Protection Program came around, they helped so many people, so many businesses stay open, so many people to be paid under Cornerstone Community Bank's guidance and leadership there. They are continually moving dreams forward in our community because it's a community bank owned and run by locals right here in Redding and Shasta County. Two branches here in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the other at 1845 California Street. And for our people, our friends down in Red Bluff, they have a branch at 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Wait for summer. Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night, a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, art, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The chat room is going for it today. It is going for it today. I told one of them, got to calm down. His response was reaching for a bigger coffee cup. Oh, I love that.
Well, we got him started in the first half hour, and then we just kind of dropped it on him. So now they're just in there squabbling.
No, they're not squabbling.
They're just venting.
They're venting right now. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going to for 13 years since I've lived here in this town. And as long as I live here in this town, I will continue to go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Glenn Hayward is here nodding his head. Do you know of this place?
Oh, I hear you talk about it all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. Well, besides that.
No, I've actually never been to that barbershop.
Oh.
I've been to the one just down here by Danberger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that's that, too, is a individually owned. Mm-hmm. I'm all for these individually owned
locally
businesses.
Owned businesses.
Locally owned businesses.
But we need to support them right now.
Yeah, it's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you know what I miss is going in there and sitting down, but there's a group of people there, and everybody's chit-chatting. You don't know. I mean, all walks of life. Catch up on your reading, and then you get a great haircut. Well, now you come in, get a great haircut, and you walk back out again. But it is man's last stronghold. Linda says, if I walk into there, if it's, you know, even for a minute, I have to, when I leave, so much testosterone in the shop, she has to shave her legs again. Now, that's what she said. I don't know if that's for sure. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, Trish Clark and I. Trish just looks at me and shakes her head. You know, I'm going to reach for a bigger cup of coffee, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I accused him earlier of smoking funny cigarettes.
Oh.
So, I don't know what he's got in his cup there this morning.
Well, you know, somebody did bring in on the Marine Corps birthday like a gallon bottle of Jack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sitting there. And every so often, I look at it in the morning and think, yeah, a little
in the coffee.
A little Jack in the coffee can't hurt. We're here with
Temptations.
We're here with Glenn Hayward from the Redding Rancheria, who heads up all the medical operations there. And at Redding Rancheria, we've talked about, you're helping over 20,000 people. All the things that happen with the rancheria, including how you handle COVID, you're doing vaccinations right now. The fact that you have you're helping people at that level. Sometimes it's really hard for them to get medical help,
yes.
Medicaid, Medicare, and you've got over 20,000 patients that you all help. So that's 20,000 people, for the most part, that don't have to go to the emergency room.
That's what we hope for.
That's what we hope for.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and I think it showed, because I know if you look at the numbers at both hospitals for the emergency room attendance, and it's way down from what it was for a long time.
It is, and we'd like to think that part of that is the 7-day-a-week urgent care that we opened up, that we have available to our patients, that you know, on the weekends you can come in and be seen, or you don't need an appointment. So it's just walk in, and they see a lot of patients there daily.
Yeah, Jared, take a look at the chat room, and I want to hear that one play in our next that song for when we go out in our breaker or on our bumper music. Since it's been such a huge success, do you see? Are you all? I mean, are there other tribes doing this that you know of?
The other tribes that we work with, you know, there's a consortium of tribes. California Rural Indian Health Board helps organize tribes together so we can all kind of get together and work on this. So tribes are expanding. I think people are realizing that when you come to a tribal health facility, it's different than when you go to just a general practitioner or anybody in town that is just kind of got to get you in and get you out for obvious reasons, and, you know, they have their own business plan. But when you come to a tribal health, it's really more holistic. People know you. They talk to you. They smile. They ask about your family. It's welcoming. And people are needing that.
And I think the population is to a point where Western medicine is good, but there's a lot of other attributes that you can bring to that with the holistic side of it that we're not – every patient is not the same, and a pill isn't necessarily going to fix it.
Right.
Sometimes an adjustment in your diet – things that you find out what's causing it rather than trying to figure out just a pill that'll shade it or cover it up.
Right. Let's just not mask the symptoms. Let's get to the bottom of what's going on.
Exactly.
Here.
Well, before you start prescribing.
I really like the idea of the holistic approach. You know, there's somebody's name is Dr. Featherstone.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, Dr. Featherstone worked for us before he retired.
Before he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand he is does holistic.
He does.
Approach.
He does acupuncture. He's Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. He was a DO as well, so a doctor of osteopathy, which is a great doctor because they have more of that holistic approach,
mm-hmm.
too. A wonderful physician for us, but he worked for us for a long time.
Are there people like Dr. Featherstone out there?
There are. We have quite a few in our facility. We have a lot of DOs. You know, the difference between a DO and MD is the DOs kind of go to an extra path of this holistic approach of bringing your body in line and manipulations and those types of things that help also deal with your medical issues. So
the therapeutic massage.
It is, yeah.
All kinds of different chiropractic.
They have
the
term osteopathic manipulative therapy.
Yes.
But it makes people feel wonderful. And so, yes, we have that.
I see a chiropractor every week, and she keeps me aligned. And if I miss a couple weeks, I can tell the difference.
You can?
Oh, yeah. I can help damage my body.
There are so many little elements that go to keeping somebody healthy that's not just going to a doctor and getting medication. It is everything from getting massages to acupuncture to seeing a nutritionist to going to the gym, doing Pilates.
Healthy. Keeping yourself healthy. Your
and having
mind,
that all
soul,
in one location.
Everything.
Helps.
Yeah.
Linda started Pilates a few months ago, and she is sold on it, totally sold on it, on the stretching part. And I told her, well, you know, you're standing up straighter now. So, you know, not that she was slumping or anything,
right.
But you can tell when somebody's, you know, they're feeling that strength inside them. So, you know, when we talk about health, you're just not giving somebody a shot.
Right.
Or
masking the symptoms. You need to find out what the cause is and treat it. And it's not always a pill.
And so what you're doing then is you're approaching it from the sense of you need to go out and walk for 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day. It should be 30 minutes. But to try and get people back into that type of regime.
It's really kind of building a team around them and having everybody there that says, we're all here to support you. So if my doctor says, Glenn, listen, your cholesterol is high, this is the way we're going to approach this. At that same time, one of our personal trainers is assigned to me. Our dietitian is assigned to me. Our gym is free for us. They come up with a whole plan of how we can lower this cholesterol. Let's try lifestyle modification first. Let's do that first before we just start filling you with medication.
So many people are pre-diabetic now in our society.
It's the way we've been eating for several years.
It's been eating like
the preservatives and packaged food.
Man,
and
when did the first McDonald's start? I thought that was back in the 50s. It's absolutely true that we have a tendency to want it now. And to want it now means you're taking food that is probably high in salt. If you look at it, you know
many things you can't read, you don't need to put in your body.
Yeah, yeah. When it's that small, you have to, you know, the ingredients, you need to start worrying.
Yeah.
We're here with Glenn Hayward from Ready Rancheria, and we're talking about the huge success that the rancheria has had in helping people in our community, our county and Trinity County, with their medical concerns. And, and you kind of wish it was everybody would have access to your medical facilities.
Well, you know, I think the goal is getting there is continue to expand so we can eventually, I mean, the tribe wants to take care of as many people as possible that are the underserved population and to try and improve the overall health of the community. We live in this community. Our tribal council is in the community. Our general membership, we're all part of this community. So when it's a healthy community, we all do better.
Yeah, and people sometimes forget that.
Yes.
The Ready Rancheria is part of our community.
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Trisha's favorite place to hang out, Four Winds Jewelry.
Like our candy store.
Rebecca and Henry have had this store a couple years now. They have a full service jewelry store here in Reading, and have made so many people so happy with their selection of jewelry, the prices they have, their willingness to help you design a piece of jewelry that is just for you, and then help you design it and then build it. So
beautiful,
you'll have
estate
one of a
jewelry
kind.
And all kinds of great deals. And
right. All at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Run it on empty. A lot of people out there thinking that that's what they're running on today. Don't feel like that. There's always a gas station down the road there. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is the 7th of January, 8:49 in the morning. 40 degrees out there. It's going to be clear today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll get rain. This weekend looks like it's going to be cloudy, but possible chances of rain. I would rather have rain than not have rain.
I got a lot of stuff
to do around the house.
We got a lot of good rain a couple of days, but we need more. Mm-hmm. Boy, that snowpack is just too low.
We're in the process of just cleaning the house out of stuff.
Oh.
I've already made one run to the back of the F-150. Was loaded with just boxes and that kind of stuff. That empty boxes. I said, how in the hell do we get so many empty boxes here? And then I've got another full load that's going down to Goodwill. Mm. And it's good stuff.
Don't forget ETC down in Anderson. Great.
Well, you know what? I may just bring it down there.
Supports that Frontier Senior Center.
Okay. We're here with Glenn Hayward, heading up the medical division of Redding Rancheria, and we're talking about the successes they had last year and how they're expanding this year again. And then the health village.
Yes.
That you all want to is this going to be built in the next year or two? Or?
I think this year, since we just finished schematic design last year, we're doing the design development now with our architects, LPA out of Los Angeles. It'll take all of this year to finish the design development and get construction documents.
And where will that go?
It's going to go across. The tribe owns the property right across the creek from Wind River Casino. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of land right there that we are building it right there.
Shouldn't be a battle on that.
No.
but think that'll go smoothly, do you?
We do believe it will.
Good.
Always the optimist.
Always the optimist there. Let me ask you about health care. We have completely new regime coming in. Not completely, but presidency, the House, and now the Senate. Maybe the Senate. I'm only saying that because it's so close that, you know, one person changing their vote from either side changes the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about health care in the United States? Obamacare, when that happened, you know, it was, quote, going to be the panacea, mm-hmm. but it didn't turn out to be that way. What do you think it's going to look like here?
I think we'll continue down the same path. I really think when I talk to people, either my friends or family, everybody kind of has the core value that people should have access to health care. Now, how we get there, people are on different sides, and how we're going to pay for it are always different sides. But the core value is we all believe that everybody should be able to have access to quality health care, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're homeless. That's just a basic human need. And I think most people agree with that. How we're going to get there, that will be the interesting part. But if we all focus on the same goal of how are we going to help people, how are we going to help our neighbor, how do we help this person here take care of themselves, we'll get to where we need to be. And I think if we focus on that more than the arguing back and forth of whether or not we can afford it or not, that will happen at the federal level. They'll go through that. But as people or community members, we just need to look and say, how are we going to make our community healthy? We're all better here when everybody is healthy and doing better.
And I think at this point in our country, we're so divided that is exactly what we need to do is focus our efforts towards what can we do in the community that we live in among our community members.
We elected them to go up there and argue in Washington, D.C. We should be here saying, how can we help each other?
Well,
what the rules and regulations are, how do they fit our community throughout Shasta County?
We as citizens of this area, we have a much larger impact about our day-to-day lives than from the national level, mm-hmm. or even the state level. So there's no reason we can't work together as a community to solve our problems as much as possible.
You could see it easily when both hospitals are working together instead of competing to outdo each other. And they're on that page now. They're doing well.
And we've been through both.
We
certainly have.
And people are taken better care of. Our health campuses work great with Shasta Community Health Center. If they have a specialist on staff and they're paying for that, then why do we pay for that? Let's just refer our patients over there. You can take care of them. If we have a specialist you need, there's no sense in you incurring the cost of hiring that. You send your patients to us, we'll send them back to you. You have to work together. And Shasta Community Health Center is a great partner we work with. And you have to get to that frame of mind is all these people need to be taken care of. How are we going to do it? One person can't do it all, so let's get together.
Instead of trying to compete, make the best. You have to share the services. It's great.
Automated health records.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the VA finally got it up.
Oh, did it?
Well, according to what I just read from the Military Officers Association, is that the VA supposedly has it together on that, and it's taken years. So if you have, like, the automated health, the health records, so that you can transfer them back and forth without the a lot easier for people.
There is an exchange here that the health facilities in this area and some as you head towards Sacramento are all part of. So we can exchange information encryptedly, and providers can look things up. So if you go to the – I go to the emergency room, the doctor can see my medical records from here, so they can see, okay, what medications is he on? Maybe I'm not available to tell him that. That improves overall health care.
Sure.
What about the idea that well, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got one quick question. Are you guys going to have an exercise facility, like with treadmills and exercise bikes and stuff like that? No, I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, Ron. And the question, because it's a little bit low, was from Ron, was, are you going to have a medical facility with the exercise bikes, treadmills, and all that?
So currently at all of our campuses, we have an on-site gym, and that is open and free to all of our patients. But our health village actually is that wellness component with the gym is the biggest component of the project. It's 90,000 square feet, and that is a full NAACP indoor basketball court, full upper-level gym, indoor running track.
NAACP.
Sauna, hot steam room?
The NAACP size basketball court.
NCAA?
Wow. Oh, sorry. You got me.
Finally. That's because I've been calling you Greg for half the show there.
All right, now we're even.
Okay.
Have sauna, steam rooms?
I was going to say, did they have different, you know, than the NCAA?
No, my bad. Okay. I do apologize for that. But it's just giving you an idea of what the size of this wellness
facility
is going to be. It's got an upper-level indoor running track that is elevated so you can go up and down hills, indoor pool, outdoor pool. We have a rejuvenative medicine wing that will deal with massages, spa, Botox, those types of things that is available, because it's all part of that continuum of care. When the person feels good about themselves, they feel better, and they are more apt to do things.
That is such a key.
You know, the Seroptimus organization would do dental work for ladies whose teeth had been destroyed for whatever reason, and give them implants and fix, you know, do all their dental work for them. And what a huge difference that made in that woman's ability to move forward in her life, because she felt a lot better about herself. So I understand what you're saying.
We have a lot of services we offer, but there's two that really are my pet projects that I really find the greatest joy out of watching. One is our recovery program, seeing people turn around their lives, getting off opioids or heroin and getting back with their families and going back to work and getting their lives back. It's almost an instant thing once we start them in our program. But our other one is our orthodontia program, taking kids who would never in their life have the opportunity to afford braces. Mm-hmm. And giving them braces, and we don't charge them for that. So, you know, that is a long-term benefit.
It is huge.
Especially
a
teenager. Identity problems, questions about how they look, those are all problems that lead to other issues later on in life. You have to get them.
Yeah, kids are cruel. And they if you've got a tooth that's sticking in a different direction, if you're heavy, if you wear glasses, I mean, kids can be cruel. And you're never going to stop that. I don't care what you say.
No.
You're never going to stop that. So anything you can do to help kids make themselves feel better.
Watching them come out with the braces is just very rewarding. It feels good.
We've been here with Glenn Hayward from Redding Rancheria talking about the medical, the medical division, and it is a division. I mean, this is huge, everything that you've done, and this has been done by you. So thank you.
I have a great team. They make me look good.
I think the clarification for the community is that a lot of times it, as we talked at the beginning of the show, is the general public is unaware that this is open to all the citizens of Shasta County.
Three of our four campuses are open.
Yeah, Medicare, Medi-Cal patients can go there, that you don't have to be part of the tribe. And I think that's important information
for
the community.
And it's growing, as we've just been talking about. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank
you so much for what you all do.
I appreciate it.
And I'm glad we finally got your name right.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow we are going to have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on. I've already checked. Now, this was before. This is at the beginning of the week, so I guess that it's still on. But I really am looking forward to hearing what his thoughts were, being right there. I know he's condemned the violence and all this, but for being right there, kind of at ground zero. So he'll be on tomorrow morning. The other thing is, I've said kind of with tongue-in-cheek and jesting that I was hoping 2021 wasn't going to say, you know, say, oh, you think that was something? Well, hold my beer and watch this. Well, so far, I think that's what I've heard so far since we started. Hold yeah. my beer and watch this. Let's just hope that goes away and we get back on track where we can talk to each other and work together to push ourselves forward. And starting right here at the local, like Trish said, is a great idea.